So, something a little bittersweet about the Seder. I say that with the pun, because there's something very sweet and there's something very bitter about the Seder, which is the Marah, the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. There needs to be a Zecher L'Churban, which is why the Torah writes that one of the acronyms, the Simanim, when coming to identify, to find out which day of the week the Yontif will fall on, is Aleph Tav. Aleph refers to the first day of Pesach and Tisha B'Av. They go hand in hand. And Hispiani Bamiroirim, the Pasuk says, in Eicha and Chazal Darshan, that's the presence of Mara at the Seder. It's supposed to be a Zecher to the Churban. And Befrat at that time, because it's a very hopeful time the Mashiach will come, which is why we invite the Yonavi to come. So, it's one of those times in Chutz Laaretz we have this chos of having 2 days of Seder, 2 nights. Unlike many think, like, you know, each one is only a chatzi in Eretz Yisrael. The tzaddikim all say that one of the things that we have as an advantage in Chutz Laaretz over Eretz Yisrael is the fact that we have a 2 day yontif. And Chassam Tzofer writes that in Eretz Yisrael, in the times of Mashiach, even they will have a 2 day yontif. So we're like one step ahead of them in a certain regard. I think it was one of the Rishon Reinikels, he said, that when he moved from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, he was marviach something and he lost something. He was marviach Lag BaOmer. Because how can you have Lag BaOmer if you don't have Rashbi himself? So, you know, everything we do here is mamash like chitzonis to chitzonis. If you're in Meron or if you're in Eretz Yisrael where the fire of Rashbi takes over, so then you have Lag BaOmer. But he lost that on 2 day yontif. So he said, it's a loss. So we have a harvacha that we have a 2 day yontif. So there's something bittersweet about the Seder, and something also a little bittersweet is that it's such a beautiful night, and there's so much time which is invested in it that it comes and goes so quickly. And then after the first days of Pesach are over and it's Chol HaMoed, you're like, what do I do with myself? You feel like Pesach, the whole essence is the Seder, but you still have to, you know, keep the mitzvahs of Chametz, and you have Shvi Shel Pesach to look forward to, but you really feel a void of the fact that the Seder is over, and you're like second stage of Pesach at that point. It's not the same. Koydem HaSeder Nachaseder is like a different world, the Gamay. So there's a lot of halachas which pertain to the Seder. Mamash, many, many. Sfarim Shleimim on what goes on just for those few hours. And so we're going to learn the halachas of the Seder, and although, like we said, it comes and goes like a lightning bolt, you really feel like that's the entrance of the Yontif, and it really is. So let's take a look at the halachas Achanas the Seder. So the first halacha is in regards to the koisis. Yehadur achayayin yafal amitzis abba koisis. Everything at the Seder needs to be beautiful. It's a night of geula, because not only is the pnimius belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which it always does, but the whole inyan of our avoida is that the chitzonius should also belong to him. We have to be mavar that the chitzonius belongs to him too. And so the night of the geula, the night of the Seder, is a night that there's a hider, zekhi li venvehu, in all realms and all regards. And part of that is having beautiful wine, delicious wine. Everything should be very grand.
Why is the
lashon
yafeh, not tov?
I don't know. Yain yafeh as opposed to tov.
Yafeh is usually chitzoniot. Tov.
Chitzoniot quality means usually primius. Like the quality of something is usually the primius of something. How it should look beautiful is that's more chitzonius. I'm not sure if right. Yafeh and tov makes for a difference, but you're making a good har. I'm not sure if the mechaber means to be medayik yafeh versus tov in this context. But it is a good har.
So you hide there and yafeh more go together.
That's true. So yain yafeh, also yain toiv, it's a hider for arba koises. Vim yesh ben imsa yain adam, yafeh, kama halavan. So red wine is good. He says, kamoy halavan. Vigam hu kasher kamoy halavan. But mitzvah bo yoyse mi belavan. And it's even better than lavan. Meaning, there is a preference to have yain edom on this night. Shenemar al teira yain ki is adam. Masha that there's a chashivas of yain when it is adam. So normally, when it would come to a Shabbos, a regular yontiv, it makes no difference. Yain is yain. But because on this night, there's a certain inyan of hider, you want to be mahader. So the fact that it is the color of red makes for a difference, because that's more of a hider, because the pasuk mentions yain associated with edom. In fact, he even has a havamina in number 3, Because let's take a look at number 2 first. He says, "Va'afim lokiach yain la mishum mishubach yoise." So even if you take white wine, because it is more mishubach, and if you prefer it, you can take it. Right, you should mix it. He says, "O mishum sha'adam mazika v'sano." Or if you don't like it, nachon sheyitin ksas yain edom shishtena marusad mimas. There's an inyan to pour a little bit of red wine into it so that it changes its color. In fact, you should put the Edom in first and then the Laban. It could be since your intention is to color it, it could be that there's a malach in that because it is yantif. So first put in the red and then put in the wine. In the white.
What about a rosé?
That's a rosé. Like a blend.
Rosé is
I don't know anything about wine.
It's like a pink color.
Oh, a pink. So yeah, a pink it would have that.
Fits the category of red.
Yeah. So in number three, because of that he has a havamina, maybe you could put in, it would be preferable to put in red food coloring. Red food coloring. So he doesn't go with that. I think, let's see, I don't remember. V'yayin lovan shechnisu l'sechot seva machal adam. Yeshekasa shelo yotzei deham yitzah shel yayin adam. That's called yayin adam, yishim chashivusa, you're adding food coloring. That's ela ha'inyan shel zechal adam v'nei Yisrael. He says, but it is an inyan of zechal adam v'nei Yisrael. We'll have to see up top in a second, because there's two inyanim when it comes to red. There's no shaykhis. Red food coloring is nothing. But let's take a look at the two reasons. The first one we see, the pasuk mentions yayin by Edom, and mamela, that's a hitter. The oid lefi sheish bezecha ledam shayapara shaychid al debnei Yisrael. Or b'medina sheumas tipshim uschalam lahal lila shkarim nimnu milakach yayin Edom lePesach. So in those times, Baruch Hashem, we don't have that. But in those times where they made alilas on Klai Yisrael, so they stayed away from that. They shouldn't say that it was blood, but do you see a second reason when it comes to the dam of Klai Yisrael, which was Nishchat Ayadei Pare? So maybe there's a tzad food coloring will help for that. So he has two tzadim here. But I don't think anybody's going to do that. Please don't do that. So in number... What?
Some grape juice. It's pretty dark.
Right? Yeah, yeah. In number one, he says, how much should a person exert himself, push himself to drink wine?
That would be more of a problem. Food coloring, if you did it on as opposed to
Tzviya. Yeah, definitely.
Much more.
Yeah.
Because that's its whole purpose.
Right. V'yira liknos yayin shenoyach l'lishtoysa. Drink a wine which is easy for you to drink, because if you're going to be doing wine, some people switch off wine, mix wine and grape juice, but if you're going to be doing wine and it's hard to tolerate, so pick a wine which is very good and easy to drink. So even a person... he should push himself to try to drink wine. But not if it's going to send you to your bed. We don't want that. It should knock you out. Some say no. You really should push yourself if there's a mysterious nefesh. But okay, don't get worked up about that. We'll see in a second what grape juice falls into the equation. Kafachaim says that if a person pushes himself to drink wine, even though it's difficult for him, he's going to save himself from medications the whole year. Meaning that it's a night that it's mesugal the yayin. All types of refuah.
It's on.
Okay.
It's only for a person who has a problem with wine, or is what he just said good for anybody, even if you don't have a problem with wine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But that's just an incentive for those who have a difficulty.
Okay. Just
yeah. You don't lose out from being able to do it well. Okay. So those who have it difficult can drink grape juice. V'chein nagu kama gadoli hadar, quotes Reb Shtumbach, the Biskarov, the Chabinarov, the Migan of the Chazanish, and Ode, and Asher Weiss has a tshuva on it, where he says grape juice is mamash shelechatchila. So a person shouldn't feel any sense of like, you know, I'm second tier because I'm drinking grape juice, everybody's going for the wine, nishtazai. Person, if he's worked good for him with grape juice, and he feels like he's a mensch at the seder, and that. So you see what the great people say, great tzaddikim say, that there's, but many, many great tzaddikim say that grape juice is certainly lechatchila for women and children, it's zikr, 100%. And even without that, 100%. So, of course.
There's no, but there were posts on that say, have a definition of wine.
Yeah, that was the first slew of poskim. That's what we were saying. That why you should exert yourself. Well, if grape juice was so good, so why should you exert yourself? That was at the end.
Mix them together.
Mix them together. Over here, he comes at the end with a plug for the grape juice. But that's after a whole, you know, 10 lines, 15 lines here about the importance of drinking wine. But I'm just pointing out that even though it's just a couple of lines, it's really very much a lechatchila, not a bidiyavet. Petrozelia. What is petrozelia? Anybody know what that is?
Yeah.
What?
It's parsley.
Parsley?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Well,
petrozelia, of course.
Yeah, okay, good. I didn't know. I don't even know how to look it up.
No, it's I mean, it's a German word. Petersilie is exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Petersilie.
Okay.
Who eats parsley raw?
Yes. Yeah. Right. So we don't really see that. Does anybody have the minute to eat parsley? Do parsley?
No.
No. Right.
No.
What? You've heard of it. Right. Yeah. But that's the go-to here.
Put it in the soup and throw it out.
Yeah. Right. V'toy v'ese lakach celery. That's mamish black and white celery. Yesh lo tam toiv kishehu chai, which actually has a sweet taste when you eat it when it's not cooked. V'hamuvkar lukach tznon, so to take radish. That's what he says, l'chadchila, is to take radish. I'm sure many of you do potato, right? Mm-hmm. Potato, right. So that's in the footnote. It doesn't even make it into the kitzah. So he says some stay away from celery because they say that it's bachlal number 5. He says that celery is bachlal vegetable, that if it's not cooked, you don't really eat it. It's really a cooked vegetable. Because you know that vegetables which are normally cooked and you eat it raw, it has a shahakal. So many make a shahakal on celery. So many stay away from celery for that reason because you have to make hadama.
I feel like so many kids eat celery. You know? So
yeah, today I think that it's become a custom, like celery with peanut butter, you know, is a thing, right? Yeah. Yeah, celery juice.
Zero calories.
Who eats food cooked except for like soup.
In the soup. In the soup. Right, yeah.
Almost no one eats it.
Right, I think times have changed.
People eat potatoes raw?
No,
but since that's the way you eat it cooked, you make hadama. If you would eat a potato raw, you make a shahako. So at number 6, this is where he talks about it. Yeshik pidu likach tznonius ketanim, to take small radishes, because they have a certain sweetness to it, which it should have. It's not mar. It should taste sweet. V'yizor shalalachot tznoin katan shalim shehu beria, but yesh lachsha shetorach lebarach achar barach achwana. So we know, although he doesn't bring it, that to try to stay away from the amount. Like all of a sudden when you have to pass out the celery, that the kids love it and it's like they can't get enough of it. And you're trying to say only a kazai, it's like no, they want more, bring it out from the kitchen, and like they're going crazy for it. So I guess because everybody's hungry, so it tastes good.
Yeah.
So he calls it minika oila, and I think this is the prominent minute by the Chassidim, and many rabbis were makbid on this, is to have potato. And those who have a minag to make shahakal on tapuach adama, like the minag in Rafshas, there's a whole inyan in Rafshas when it comes to what to do for karpas, so they should take a different, right? The ikar is to make a hadama, like don't change the nusach of the Haggadah, right? That hadama, you're going to need that for mara. So you have to have in mind when you make the hadama, as we'll see when we get to halacha, so the seder itself, this is more hachanas le seder, that hadama is going on mara. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I think the next Gimel and Dalet are in the preparations of the Mar, the preparations of the Charos, the very long Simanim. I would just rather, with your permission, just to speak it out outside when it comes to taking Mar. So the Minhag Olam, for the most part, is to take lettuce. That's the Gemara says that Chasa is Iker because it's the Lashon of Chas Rachmana, that's what it's real Chas Rachmanis. But many take actual Chrein. Mm-hmm. No, it can't be, you know, diluted anyway, yeah, grinding it and to have the real stuff. The real stuff is also, many do both, they'll wrap it and eat both, but there is an inyan on each end to have the chasa and to also have the mar, but, you know, nar upashte, whatever it is, your minog, so you're totally fine with that. He talks about the preparation to try to prepare it before, so it still has its sharpness, and others say it's okay to prepare it. Doesn't have to be right before. Al kapanim, it's a lot of lines, but I think that in terms of saving time for the taichin, we're gonna move forward. When it comes to the charos and preparing the charoses, so I'll tell you what my rebbe told me that he makes his charoses out of. Again, it's all minhag, but it's walnuts, almonds, pears, apples, ginger, cinnamon, a little bit of wine. Does that sound familiar? Sound right to you? Yeah. That's basically the ingredients, more or less, here, a little bit there. When it comes to preparation on Shabbos, preparation on Yontif, so he talks about that as well. But I think just for the sake of time, we're gonna move through that.
What is there any issue with preparing it before Shabbos Yontif?
No, that may be the Ikar time. Yeah, the closer is better because it still retains its.
But there's no sharpness when it comes to Chareses.
Yeah, there's an inyan to do it, you know, to right before if possible. He says that there's even in Minhag, the Kitzur brings it down, that they would pour the wine in right as they're bringing it out because it gives it more of that look of the of a beautiful look, and so there is such an inyan.
Did you pair instead of the apple?
Pear and apple.
Both. He did both.
Pear and apple, yeah. But the primary ingredient is nuts because that texture, that rocky texture, is zecher to the mortar of the bricks. Let's go to Halacha Vav, where he talks about Heseba. Yachin Moshavu Miva'od Yom B'Matzo Esnaim Kfi Yachata. The person should set up the place where he's going to be sitting with beautiful beautiful pillows. Just it shouldn't be, you know, a pillow without a cover. There's very nice pillow covers that you could buy, you could have, right? It doesn't look so nice if it's just, and even though the Rebbe said, it's don't careful not to get any wine on it. That's why we're going to take off the cover. So try to make it mahudr as much as possible. Every detail should be mahudr. But in a way that you're reclining to your left. As you know, reclining to the right doesn't work, so make sure everybody's reclining to the left. Since the Gemara has a tzad, the Rishonim have a tzad that leaning to the right is a sakana, so we always lean to the left. And even a lefty should lean left. Everything should be set up so that when you come home, children should be up. That's really what we want, is that they should be up as much as possible. So we should try to start as quickly as possible. But as we see, Kiddush has to be made after dark. It can't be made beforehand. So on the one hand, we're rushing. But on the other hand, we have to make sure that the Kiddush is done at the appropriate time. So in Halacha 23, number 22 really, he says, Inyan gadol ne'amar b'hachanas shulchan ha-seder v'kisayis v'akol anil v'alehem. When it comes to the hachanas by the seder, preparing the chairs and the table and everything associated. Something which wasn't left for anybody else to do. They saw that this was a mitzvah. To do that yourself, to participate in some way. But at least not ayadei the housekeeper or a goita to come in and to set it up. I mean, this is kodesh. Kim Yisraelis Shemeris Torah Mitzvahs. This is a night of being Mavdil Ben Yisrael Amen.
My wife and I set up the table.
Set it up yourselves. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. You should come and you should see. It should look royal. It should look royal in every regard. It's a tzman to feel the chayrus of the night.
My wife loves the decorations. So we have little pyramids and we have frogs and we have, you know, the simonim. And I mean, we have like that, some like all the little tchotchkes, everything sits full, the table is full.
It's beautiful.
There's an Indian of frogs.
Yeah, okay. That's chayrus for the children too. That's their malchus.
That's, you know, your royalty.
That's for the adults, okay.
It's for the adults.
Okay. Say that.
Fidget. Now they have toys to fidget.
But,
you know.
No, but they have a little
jumping. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
She's like Makbin on the, you know, little saltwater dishes that are decorated. Beautiful. You don't use them.
And everything is chashav to Hashem Yisbarach. Every little detail. Number 23, sheyuchol lahantois alahasa b'smalei, so you can lean to the left. Pesha'ayfen ha'asei b'tzicha liyaz ba'ayfen shegam gufoi v'gam roishoi mutim v'nish'alam alakar v'chadayme. We were talking about last night, a couple of chevron. Leaning to the left doesn't mean in thin air. Going like this. It has to be on something. Many poskim are makbid on that. It has to be on something. So whether you're going to turn your chair to the side or put another chair there or whatever it is, just make sure that you're leaning on something. That's called reclining. So a chair like this, right, this is suitable for reclining because I can lean, at least my body, maybe not my head. But then it becomes a shiloh whether or not the head is included or it's just the body. But just in thin air really creates a shiloh. Well, lodai bezeh shemishana gupa bilbad. That's al pita mishnah brura. So that's really what we hold by. So again, like we said, put a big chair or some type of a pillow. I never saw this, but there are shitas that haseba is literally to be lying down, like all the way to the left. Like you see, you know, like those the kings of old, you know, with their hands on the side of their heads, and really a mamash a full reclining. So again, I never saw it, but I'm sure it's done. But that's also a shallow. What exactly is haseba? What is reclining? Number 24, we spoke about 24? Yeah. Oh. Gamas ha-ka'ar yachim mi-ba'un yom? Yeah. We read that. Setting up the car before you come home. He writes here, u'bezeh nechelkom min hagim. Yesh ha-kasfu lahavi ha-ka'ar v'ha-matzos ha-shuchan l'achar kiddush. V'ha-minik ha-pasha l'sadim koidim kiddush. So when is the ka'ar come out? Does the ka'ar come out before? I think that he says that's the minhag, right? It's been masad before. I think mostly when you come home,
right?
What? The car is covered?
Yeah? Covered during Kiddush, no?
You're talking about the matzahs are covered.
No,
the car is covered during Kiddush? I don't. When we get to the halachas of the Seder, so we'll see. But when it comes to preparing it, so some would bring it out before, and the matzahs before, and some after, but it seems like the minhag is that the matzahs of the car are out already beforehand. Let's see if there's 25. We don't need to do 20 in Zion. Let's see Zion. Afal bishav b'chol hashana tov l'mayit b'keil l'nayim z'yechad l'chorban. So throughout the year, the finest dishes should not be used because if you have finest, that's something which you really cherish because it's a z'yechad l'chorban. like we find in Kelim Shainim, that Nebuchadnezzar brought out the Kelim Shainim. Mm-hmm. This is the night of Gula. Bring out the best. Even Kelim, which you may not even use, it's a hitter for the table. If it's on the table, the table should look beautiful. It's mamash in it. And in number 27, he points out, it's not just the table, but the clothes you wear. The jewelry and the clothes which you wear should be the finest. Jewelry all the way. It adds to it. In this night, it's not just primus. It's primus and chitzonius, where they complement each other and they go together. In 28, let's see what we could do. Go a little bit farther, and maybe we'll speak out the rest outside, so we have time for the chassidus. Seder haka'ara hukach maniach shalosh matos ala ka'ara. To put matzahs on top of the ka'ara. We'll see in a moment that doesn't have dafka ala ka'ara. Uparis le'en mapana, and then it should be a nice cover for the matzahs, not just a tissue or anything like that. Ve'le'a maniach es hazroya neged hayamin shalav es habeitza mismoil. So the zroya on the top, neged the beitza on the left, then the maror. Charosis and the zroya, karpasach as habeitza maror, l'kricha be'emsa, as you see here, he has it. Zroya, beitza, maror, charosis, karpas, and maror. Right, or
that's all p'yad
yari. The Ari assigns them according to the Sviris. Mm-hmm. According to the Sviris, where the Rama has it according to the Seder in which you take them. So it's not so much to know what exactly it is when it's in front of you, but when you come to buy Ka'ara, it's important to know that there's two choices. There's the Ari and there's the Rama. We have both. Like as a wedding gift, we got a Ka'ara which was Rama. So we never used it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that we used it. But the minig is to take the Ari. The minig is to have the Ari. Unless your minig is to have the Ramah. But stamazai, if you don't have a minig, then the minig of Olam is to take the Ariza. Some have a Ka'ara where the matzahs, you know, like are on top, are underneath the Ka'ara. So everything is all, there's no one way to do this. Everything, as he says in number 30, there's many different ways to have it. In number 32, HaKoisis, let's first see Tess. HaKoisis Yuhushleimus Belushim Pagimav. Nice Koisis too. It should hold at least a revius. At least a revius. What those shiur mar, almost all courses you have today have revius. You don't have to worry about what the shiur revius is exactly. You can take a look at 34. But if you're going to be drinking, a lot of wine, so it's okay to be mitzamzem when it comes to the shiur. You don't have to be mamash and machmer when it comes to it. So better that you drink four courses and then you know. Machmer the first and the highest shear on the first kais. In number 32, he talks about the kosas which you dispose of, disposable cups. He says you should stay away from them on a night like this because it's a night of malchus. Who malch doesn't drink from a disposable cup? And even the nice ones which you could buy today, you know, they make them look like still it's a disposable cup. So you know, it's definitely nicer because how things appear tonight, they are chashiv. But if you could use a real cup. So a nice silver cup, a nice silver becher, so that's the ikker. Some had the minhag to use glass cups, some tzaddikim, because there's an inyan to see the wine. How could you see the wine if it's being surrounded by silver? So if you can have a beautiful glass cup, so some tzaddikim were mahadir in that as well.
Also, silver messes up their wine.
Yeah.
Metallic taste to it.
Mm-hmm. And especially if it sits like that for magid. In number 35, it talks about an avo le'alenu, whether he wears a kittel or doesn't wear a kittel. So the Mechaber here in Yud says, our minig is to wear a kittel, a chalak diavan. And the reason why you wear a kittel is because since you're going around with such malchus, you have to remember, you have to remember that you're still mortal. So that's like the maras, the zecher l'churban and all this, is the fact that there's still mis in the world. So there has to be a touch of that. Although you could say that a kittel is a beged malchus too. It's different days, exactly what that is. But he says it. He who is an avel, Nachman al-San, doesn't wear it, but then he brings down on the bottom, the minig is that an avel does wear. And if you can remember from many years ago, Shana Rishona, you know, there's a whole shaila whether Shana Rishona wears a kittel or not, the first year of marriage. So number 36, Nechleku HaMinhagim, he says, Chas Shana Rishona, but he says, everybody should do Keminag HaVoysev. In Yud Aleph, he talks about a son by his father. He has to do Haseba, the Gemara says, but a Talmud by a Rebbe, he does not need to do. But he should ask Rishos from the Rebbe. And he says that a Gadol Hador has the status of a Rebbe, even though you may not have learned anything from him. If you have this chus to have a Seder by the Gadol Hador, then you would have to ask Rishos. Or a Marad Asra. Like the Marad Asra means, like, I don't think it just means the Rebbe of the Shul. Maybe he does, but I think Marad Asra means like, you know, the biggest Rebbe in the community, or something like that, if you're by his Seder. But for the most part, and you find this even by Tzedekin, many of them went to their rebbes for it, but there's an inyan like b'nei beisa. It's something which is done in the house. The pasuk is l'mishpacha yseichem shachat v'apasach. Like it's really a zman and mishpacha. And number 28, he says when they talk about hiddur on this night, he says it's a hiddur to have anim too. He says kol dechin yesev yecha. It's a hiddur to your table to have anim around your table, and it's a hiddur to have your family. He says the more family comes together, that's also a hiddur in the matzav. Berevam hadras melech, hadras malchus. It's a night of malchus, so the more malchus it is. Shkoyach.